Hi, everyone. My name is Jeff Packard with Sendell Cards. I've got the privilege of interviewing Barbara Starley. She's a CPA, and she's also an executive with Sendell Cards. Barbara, are you there?
I am.
Awesome. Well, before we begin, Barbara, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? You've been a CPA for how long?
Well, you're going to age me here, Jeff, but I've been a CPA for about 28 years. The last 16, I have been self-employed with my own firm.
Okay. Now, I didn't know you were doing it for almost 30 years. That's amazing. You don't look that you look young to be doing that long.
Thank you. I'll take that as a compliment.
Now, what do you like most about your profession, Barbara? And then what would you change about it if you could change anything about it?
Well, the thing that really inspired me to start my own firm was that I wanted the flexibility to be able to work my own hours. I have a 13-year-old son, and that was really important to me to be able to spend time with him. I love the variety. I love the clients that I have and the variety of industries that I touch through my CPA profession. I'm really not a typical CPA in the sense that I don't do any income taxes. I'm actually a QuickBooks trainer and a pro advisor for QuickBooks. So I've been able to help a lot of other people, a lot of business owners get their business started, a lot of business owners that needed help just having their hands held through the transition of starting their own businesses, and I really enjoyed that. What I would change is that it's a trading time for dollars. It's not a whole lot different than working a regular job, but you're working for yourself, and there's a lot of things that you have to do as far as keeping up with licenses and that kind of thing. So I think what I would change is it would be nice that it's not residual income based at all. It's definitely trading time for dollars, and I spend a lot of time on the road traveling to my clients.
Okay. And you got started in Sendell Cards how long ago?
3 years ago.
Okay. What initially attracted you to Sendell Cards?
Well, I met you at a Christmas party, Jeff, and I started asking questions about it. And when you said that I could send out birthdays and anniversaries, that was huge to me. So initially, I was attracted to Sendell Cards really on a personal level. Crown me the queen of best intentions, but I just could not get those birthday and anniversary cards out. So when I heard that I could do that and it was going to remind me and I wasn't going to forget my nephew in January when my time schedule was so busy with my CPA work, I was sold on it. Just hearing that, I wanted to hear more about it.
Okay. Yeah, I remember that first meeting. That was, I'm glad I met you, and I'm glad you, you looked into Sendell Cards, and I'm obviously glad you enrolled, and I'm sure you are too.
Absolutely.
Can you think of any specific examples on how you use Sendell Cards in your CPA business?
Well,
besides what you just mentioned?
Yeah. Well, obviously, I mentioned I use it personally, but in business, I use it. Thank you for the referral. Thanks for working with me. Look forward to meeting you. I really saw it as a hand in glove, kind of a tool that any of my clients could use. So when I was introduced to it, initially, like I said, I saw it from a personal level, but then I realized, oh my goodness, all of my clients could use this. And my clients were small business owners. They were generally one and two man shows, women shows, and they didn't have the time to go and get the cards and go to the post office. So I looked at it as an opportunity for me to act as a true consultant. They valued my opinion as a CPA, and that I was presenting them a tool that they could use in their businesses.
Very good. Now, I know which option you signed up for. What is the best option in your mind to sign up for, and why?
Well, I'll tell you, when you went through the three options, initially I looked at the wholesale package and I looked at that and I said, well, I'm all about saving money. And so that was a good option. But when I looked at the entrepreneur package and I realized that the entrepreneur package was just $100 more than the wholesale package, and if I found just one person that would like this as much as I did, I was going to get my $100 back. It just seemed like a no-brainer to go ahead and sign up for the entrepreneur, and that's what I did on that first day.
And you just thought it was a financially wise thing to do?
Yeah, I just looked at it thinking, as much as I loved it just from that initial glimpse of what the system was, I couldn't imagine that. I couldn't find one person that would think that it was as cool as I did. So I knew that I was going to get that extra $100 back. And then I, you know, when you figure the coaching bonuses, if I found a couple more people besides, I'd have my entire investment paid for, and they would start sending me money to send out cards. That was a pretty good thing. And again, the residual income end of it was very inviting to me because I was working a trading time for money type of a job. So that was very intriguing to me to be able to do something that I really believed in and be able to, I knew I had a client base for it. So it just made sense to be an entrepreneur.
Okay. And I've got to let people know about that are listening. You did sign up one person, right?
Oh, yeah. Actually, the first call, you and I was really thrilled that you and I sat down actually about a month after I had enrolled. I knew I was in for a very busy March, and you and I sat down at the end of March and kind of went through a list of people. You actually helped me make my first three-way call, and that first person was my sister-in-law, and she signed up as an entrepreneur. And my approach the next month was the month that I would be out at most of my clients. It was the end of a quarter, so I was going to be out doing payroll reports for most of my clients. And I just used it as an opportunity to ask them how they were keeping in touch with their clients and literally just did gift account walkthroughs while I was on site doing their accounting work. And okay. I had a good number of people sign up that very first month. So I had my investment back within just a couple of weeks of really getting started.
Good. Now, two-part question for you. Mm-hmm. What percentage of your income comes from Sendow Cards, and what has Sendow Cards done for your family and your future?
Well, right now the percentage of my income that comes from Sendow Cards is about 70%. And I think for us as a family, we've been able to travel because of Sendow Cards. We've been able to do some of the things that maybe we wouldn't have been able to do. My Sendow Cards income pays the mortgage on our cabin up in Pine, Arizona, and we'd love to go up there. So that's kind of taken that burden off of us financially. Personally, I've grown so much by being in the business that I just know I'm a better mom and a better wife, and I've been able to take the time that I need to be with my son and my family, and that's really important to me.
And one of the things that I like the most is you can work your business anywhere, can't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. If we go up to the cabin and I want to make a few phone calls, I can do that. I can do that sitting out on the deck. I can do that sitting here at my home office. But I can travel. Literally, I've built my business while I've been on a cruise ship. So, you know, that's pretty good.
I was just going to say that. I think I've seen you in international waters traveling on a cruise ship, sending cards and, you know, chatting online with people.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's actually a big benefit from Sendow Cards, too, is I've been able to qualify for their Eagles Challenge trips, which has been awesome. I've been able to travel to the Bahamas and Cozumel and Cancun. So, you know, that's a big benefit that a lot of companies aren't offering their employees anymore, and much less, you know, that we can earn that. That's really exciting.
So Sendow Cards has allowed you to travel on their dime versus yours.
Absolutely, absolutely, and I love that. And I love to travel. That's been always something that I've wanted to do, and this has given me the opportunity to do that.
Yep, and I've seen your husband Mark and your son Colton on the trips, and everybody loves those two. They're part of the family just as much as you are. So,
absolutely, they're the wind beneath my wings. They are the ones that keep getting excited for me, and they cheer me on, and they're just as much a part of Sendow Cards as I am, really.
Yeah, it's good to have that support. It's good to work with your family. What do you think has attributed to your success in Sendow Cards, Barbara?
Well, I would say that, one, I think I did have a core group of businesses that I knew that I could speak with. So that did help me, and that gave me the confidence that I was able to talk to people. But I think beyond that, just Sendow Cards is really, it's really been a great thing for me from a personal development standpoint. I've read great books over the last 3 years. I've attended amazing seminars, and I've grown personally. And when you grow personally, good things happen. So that's probably been a main a main thing that's attributed to my success is just the fact that I've grown personally enough to gain the confidence to be able to go out and share this with people.
Yeah, I've often heard that your income seldom precedes your personal development and how you're working on yourself and how you're growing as a person. And a lot of people get into a home-based business, you know, to be around positive people and, you know, read the books that successful people are reading. And, you know, I mean, probably many people are listening on the call right now. They've said, I've heard that, you know, taking the seminar, got the T-shirt. But it's extremely important to, you know, birds of a feather fly together. I mean, if you hang out with eagles, you're going to become an eagle. If you hang out with turkeys, you're going to be a turkey.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the people that are in this business are amazing people to get to know. And I've just enjoyed that so much. And I've grown, every time I go to a seminar, I just voraciously take notes so that I can learn from the leaders. So it's great. And now you're having me speak in some of the Super Saturdays, and that's been a huge stretch for me personally. But I love that. That was an I am statement that I would be able to speak in front of groups, and I'm doing that, and I'm enjoying every minute of it. So you stretched me, and it's been good.
Good. Last question, and then I'm going to let you share something you'd like to share with the audience right now. What are three key advantages of having a Send Out Cards business over other home-based businesses out there?
Well, I would say for me, the three key advantages are that we have no inventory. That was huge, just to not have to, stockpile things in my garage and try to get rid of it. So that was a really big thing. The fact that you can do parties and send out cards with the sock box now, but you don't have to. That was a really big deal, and that was a big deal to my husband. I remember him standing behind me as I'm signing up for the entrepreneur package and him saying to me, I'll pay you not to get in. And I just kind of, you know, I went ahead and I signed up as an entrepreneur. But his main thing is he didn't want me gone in the evening. That's his time. That's our time as a family, and I didn't want to have to do that. So the fact that I could build this business as I was doing my CPA work, and initially I didn't think that this would take over, and it certainly, this is really where my focus is now. But that was a big deal, not to have to be gone when he wanted me home and when my son needed me. And then I think there's a lot of network marketing companies, direct sales companies that have a huge monthly quota, if you will, or a huge monthly auto ship requirement, and that was a really favorable thing to me too. There isn't that monthly requirement of $120 or $150, and I probably spend that in cards anyway. But it's not a requirement, and that's just good not to have that kind of hanging over your head. So those were just some things that initially I thought were good about send up cards compared to some other ones that I've looked at.
Very good. Well, this interview has been great, and hopefully the listeners enjoyed it and got some value from Barbara Starley's presentation. Is there anything else you'd like to end up with in conclusion?
Well, I would just say that you owe it to yourself to look at Send Out Cards and look at what it has to offer. And I can't think of a better home-based business that you can truly do from your home that's out there. It's an amazing product. It's a simple system, and as my husband said, it's clean. It just works, and I just love the people, and I love the personal involvement. So if you're looking at it for the first time, I would definitely tell you to take a look at it seriously and join us. It's a great ride.
Awesome. Thanks very much, Barbara. I appreciate your time. Appreciate your friendship even more.
Absolutely, Jeff, and yours as well.
Bye-bye.